sounds, a universal energy, forming organic tribal algorithms that spans the globe, reaching down to its very core. Releasing the euphoric inspiration revolution. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the ultimate underground.
all of the Underground Experience, your host, Captain and DJ, and welcome to Just Chill Music and Messages. Yeah, I think we need to take a break. Everything has been in high gear, and today I'm going to be bringing you mostly instrumental music to soothe you, to relax you, to calm you amidst the madness. Yes, it's fall, and I've had a hectic schedule, and I need to remind myself to relax sometimes, so I want to do that for all of you today. Right off the bat, I just want to remind you that Lacey Darrell Phillips, a.k.a. Uncle Earl, is performing in Ain't Misbehavin' at the International City Theater at Long Beach Performing Arts Center. Previews began October 9th, and our opening night is Friday, October 12th, and we run through November 4th, and it's a very, very talented cast of people. Please come on down and check it out. Tickets are pretty cheap. They run between $29 and $44. You can't even see a Broadway show for that anymore, and we're giving it to you. It's the life and music of Fats Waller. So come on down and check it out. And I just want to remind you that track that you heard at the opening was called Saxofunk by Mr. Edmund Cemental off of his Midnight Rendezvous album. Yes, jazzy. And this is a special thing. I have a little note from Tyler Perry I'd like to share with you. And it goes as such. Hey, Uncle. I live my life outside of the box because when I die, they're going to put me into one. Many times in this life, people will try to tell you what you can and cannot do. They will also try to tell you who you are and who you are not. Don't let anybody define you. When I was a kid, I had a teacher tell me that I would never be a millionaire because I was black and the system was set up to keep me down. This was a teacher. Can you believe that? I'm so glad that my little boy mind didn't accept that. I have often been told that I wouldn't make it because I was poor or because of the color of my skin. I had family members tell me I would never make it, and my dreams would never come true for one reason or another. Boy, were they wrong. If I had listened to any of those voices, I wouldn't be here writing this to you. Hear me when I say this to you. No matter what anyone says to you, live your life. Follow that still small voice inside of you. That is God's Holy Spirit, and I think we all have the capacity to hear that voice. We just need to still ourselves to hear it. You must silence all the outside voices in order to hear the voice. I try to stay as clear as I can so that I can hear it. It's not always easy, but necessary. This is your life. Make decisions based on your path. Let no one define it for you. If you live the life everyone else wants you to live, and you never live the life you want to live, then are you really living? Life is so short. Live it to the fullest. Tyler Perry. Now, if you didn't get that, then I think you need to go on and set yourself up in a box, because that was some knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that everyone can take. Okay, now I think you've got enough message right now. There are going to be some more messages later, but we're going to jump back into some music. And I'm going to be jumping over to the East Coast with our family member, Mr. Funky Boy, with Soul Dance. Check it out. Hello, it's time for another message. And I will give you two. One is a quote of the day. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit, by Aristotle. And our thought of the day is, committing to excellence means sharing the risk required in generating maximum returns and pursuing victory together. Effective team players know that achieving peak performance requires positive attitudes and inspiring beliefs on everyone's part. Sustaining peak performance requires humility, dignity, and grace. John J. Murphy. And now, I'm going to shift into another mode. I knew I told you mostly be instrumental, but this is a song with vocals coming up, and it is by a band called 4Q. And this is a party, this is party rock. To best describe the band by referring to their main influence, Motley Crue. 4Q is a brand new modern day rocker band that will blow you away with their insane guitars, pounding drums, and mind-blowing vocals. The band was originally formed by guitarist Louis Cronje, who invited a couple of musician friends to complete the lineup. This included bassist Rudolf Stassen, drummer Michael Stein, and vocalist Marcel Julien. In 2009, the band felt ready to enter the grip gigging scene and won over many fans with their upbeat, old-school rock with driving guitar riffs and soulful guitar solos. Their repertoire is a showcase of their musicianship, and the variety and mix of genres they incorporate into their music makes them an absolute pleasure to listen to. Currently, the band consists of only two permanent members, being the lead guitarist and vocalist. Drummer and bassist positions are filled by session musicians. The band is very image-oriented and realizes in today's music business, it's the whole package that needs to sell. Their music has been described in various reviews as rock with a hint of grunge, so energetic, southern glam rock in South Africa, great drive, fast, punch your friend in the face music, some dirty southern loving stuff, bringing back the 80s but still having a modern vibe. Guitar solos is almost forgotten in today's music, but not with this band. Musicianship very solid. Nice roaring guitar giving a little modern touch to ye good old rock on par with 6 a.m. and Seether. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you 4Q Rock Band.
I feel like I've been cast aside.
challenges are not supposed to paralyze you. They're supposed to help you discover who you are. Bernice Johnson Reagan. Women who feel unworthy will often find ways to sabotage their own success at work, in romantic relationships, and with money. There are myriad ways in which unworthiness shows up in our lives. And in the end, it doesn't really matter how we got this way. The only thing that matters is what we do about it. By B.J. Gallagher and Lisa Hammond. How's about a little bit of You Better Watch Out by Sneaking Around? Thank you. I think a hero is an ordinary individual who finds strength to persevere and endure in spite of overwhelming obstacles. Christopher Reeve. Our world will never be perfect. The rain will come, despite my best efforts to prevent it. Life is what you choose to make of it. State of mind is everything. If you cannot change what happens, then your happiness. You must change your mindset. Michelle Cetus. And now I have a special treat for you. But first of all, I want to give a shout out to Dan Miller. And he is the president of Quality Plating Company in Ohio. He sent me some music by a group called Shred Rot. And first of all, the name was like, what's that all about? But when I listened to it, I was ecstatic. It is a band formed in August of 2010. Two of the members, Matt Miller and Scott Drastic, formed the band earlier in the year after both had been turned down for a spot on the School of Rock Elite Headliner show. Matt was 16 then, and Scott was 13. Matt was trying out for a guitar spot, and Scott was looking to be the drummer for the school. This was the second time for each being rejected for a spot. The reason Matt was told he wasn't given the spot is that he failed to answer a question about music theory. How about that? Scott was told that they had enough drummers. Both happened to be there at the same time for the tryouts and knew each other from performing in some other of the school's regular shows together. Conversation developed, and Scott asked Matt if he would start a band together with him. So, from the rejection and despair they had both suffered that day, the beginnings of Shred Rot were born. And here they are with Hollow. Thank you, Shredrot. Now, people need to decide to be happy, by Marty Martinson. In 1 or 2 minutes of time, we have the opportunity to define ourselves as human beings. There Isn't Much Room for Error, by V.J. Smith. All right. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? Well, we're switching into another mode. We're going to go back to our instrumental presentations with an electronica artist, Mr. Alvaro M. Roca, who is based in Lisbon, Portugal. Until recently, Alvaro's work in the music business has been in the background, but he has now put himself in the forefront with his new single, Stay, which is now available to purchase via iTunes. After his first contact with synthesizers in 1984, Alvaro has not looked back since. And with Portuguese radio stations and beyond now picking up on his catchy synth-driven single, it is likely you'll be hearing more about him in the very near future. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring you Deuce Management artist, Mr. Alvaro M. Roca. better than Alvaro. That was kind of nice. I'm digging that. But I'm ready to move on to another genre, as they like to break them down into, which I'm trying to absolve. Anyway, how's about a message first? Let's get back into our safe, peaceful space. It is easier for companies to come up with new ideas than let go of old ones. Peter Drucker. Our baggage includes everything from once valid beliefs and practices that have outlived their usefulness to misinformation and misconceptions that we've accepted and even embraced without much examination or thought. Eric Harvey and Steve Ventura. And, we all have baggage, and I just got rid of a lot of it, and I feel so really good. And it took me losing my phone to let go of people and baggage that were just hanger-oners or not uplifting individuals. God did that. He removed it from me. Anyway, I do have some people in my life who are very special. A gentleman by the name of Mr. Stevie Hawkins and Charlotte, his wife. And he's up for the LA Music Awards this year. He's coming to town. I'm so excited. He was here. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah. He's coming. But he introduced me to a gentleman, Mr. Miles Grayson, who is a legend in his own right. And at a function, he handed me a CD and said, take a listen and see what you think about it. And it was like 10 blues tracks. And I was like, oh my goodness, could I play this on my show? He was like, well, I'll put you in touch with the guy who's, with the music. And he put me in touch with Mr. Earl Foster, ladies and gentlemen, another legend. And I have a tune from him right now. And I just want you to sit back, listen to the words, and get rid of some baggage.
Yeah, following rules.
Friday, ladies and gentlemen. How you doing? Oh, girl's doing good. Went down that little blues road for a minute. You had to pull out my knife. I almost had to do it this week. But I put it back. Don't worry. Ain't no bloodshed. But you know what I want to do? I want to take it over across the water. I want to go over to the third world. I have a gentleman who was born in Tehran, Iran, and he has been living in Sweden since 1984. He has studied computer science and has been working as a system engineer since 1991. His name is Ali Segejian, and he's been learning drums, tumbak, santur, daf, piano, and keyboard since 1985. Over the years, he has collaborated with a number of guest artists from abroad, as well as local musicians, bands, ensembles, and orchestras in Sweden. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Mr. Ali Segejian with Dracht. Check this out.
شاهد ویرونیم اون راضی از این پیکار.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for taking this ride with Uncle Earl today. My just chill music and message moment. I really need it myself, so I hope you got some pieces and pearls of wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And I hope you enjoyed the music and the vibes. I mean, it was all over the place, all around the world, and, you know, that's how I like to do it, because it makes it exciting for me, too. So please, please do keep in touch with the family. Check out our website, www.ultimateunderground.com. That's www.ultimateunderground.com. We need your love, we need your help, we need your support. Please, please, anything you can do. We are a independent company just trying to make a difference in this crazy world of entertainment, media, and music. So please, if you care to donate, we have a PayPal account, LaceyP9@gmail.com. That's LaceyP9@gmail.com. And nothing is too small, and of course, nothing is too large. And I wish you the best today and all your days to come. And we're going to play off with Williams & Williams with It Was Never a Bad Thing. Take care and be blessed. Ciao.
Some It was never